The head of the North Carolina Department of Transportation says a bill that would cancel a contract for toll lanes on I-77 north of Charlotte could cost the state $800 million and may not prevent the state from using tolls. WFAE's David Borex reports.
The $800 million includes up to $300 million to pay off the DOT's private contractor, plus $500 million for the DOT to complete the project by itself. That's what DOT Secretary Nick Tennyson says the bill would require, as written. In a letter to Senate leaders, Tennyson says the legislation doesn't require the DOT to cancel the project itself, and he says it doesn't prohibit tolls, something DOT officials say is a key part of their highway planning. The bill calls on the DOT to cancel its contract with a private company to widen I-77 from Charlotte to Mooresville by adding toll lanes. It passed the House June 2nd and is now awaiting a hearing in the state Senate's Transportation Committee. Tennyson disagrees with the bill's sponsors that contractor I-77 Mobility Partners has done anything to trigger a default. And he says the bill's proposal to put a dozen other projects on hold to pay for cancellation doesn't work. That's because some of the projects use bonus allocation funds, which would go away if the project isn't built. Project opponents don't like the idea of toll lanes, and they say the contract's 50-year term is too long. But Senate leaders have said they see no need to cancel the project. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.